Hi, everybody. Jim Donovan alongside is Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com. Nick Carucci, the senior editor of the Browns, as we continue with our 2012 Browns position reviews to the tight end spot. Interesting call right here because a guy like Alex Smith is a tight end, but he became really more of a fullback this year. But let's deal with the guys who were really playing the position. Benjamin Watson is a salty season pro. There's no question about it. Great years in New England, and he's given the Browns good years, too. But he might be at the end of the run as far as his pro career is going. But he did give them a solid season. Now, there was an interesting point that we were talking about. Brandon Weeden never really had a tight end. They didn't use a tight end at Oklahoma State. He really had to learn who to throw to.
Yes, he did. And when he did learn how to use the tight end, it became an effective weapon for this Browns offense, no more so than the Dallas Cowboys game where Watson caught two touchdowns, including one with a minute six left, that ended up putting the Browns in front. Before the Cowboys ended up tying the game and going into overtime where they won it. But when Brandon Weeden finally found a way to utilize that weapon, it became something of a strength. It gave the Browns an extra wide receiver, and it gave them an option over the middle. It didn't just have the deep threat with Gordon and Benjamin on the outside or Little kind of going over with the slant routes over the middle. It gave them that extra seam weapon.
Yeah, I think once they did it, and I even go to the last game of the season, Vic, Thaddeus Lewis, who's in there for his first start since he was at Duke, and he's playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you know who his best friend was early in the game? It was Benjamin Watson right over the middle. He would just plunk that ball over. It was a guaranteed 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah, Ben Watson really is ideal for that position of pass-catching tight end. You're not going to get much blocking out of him. That's not what he does. But what he does is he gets open. He can find his way running through those linebackers and find those open spots, those seams where he can exploit them. He's got good hands. He's a really good athlete. He takes incredible care of himself. And even though he's in that senior part of his career, I think there's still some good football in front of Ben Watson. And as we point out, as he got more comfortable or as Brandon Weeden got more comfortable throwing to the tight end, he did find him as a great ally, a great asset. And I think Ben Watson, you know, the way he makes his reads, the way he understands what to do is so good. Not only do you talk about having a good veteran in the room, he's right for that. Everybody follows his work habits, his leadership. So on that count, I think Ben Watson has actually got some good football in front of him.
He is really a quarterback's best friend. I mean, whether it was McCoy or Weeden or Seneca Wallace or Thaddeus Lewis, as I mentioned, I mean, he is a good, good friend. You don't want to leave home without Benjamin Watson. Now, to the guy that looks like he's the future tight end, he is the future, Jordan Cameron, fourth-round draft choice out of USC. We all know the story, basketball player, now becoming a football player. He did not play towards the end of the year. He was injured, okay? He had 20 catches on the season, one touchdown, I believe, on the year against the Steelers in Cleveland Browns Stadium. Okay, what did you see from him? And I guess I would ask you to broaden that out, and what do you think we're going to see from him?
Well, first of all, what I saw from him was a continued development in terms of learning how to be a tight end in this level. And he's really done a good job to learn from guys like Benjamin Watson and Alex Smith about what it takes to really be a contributing tight end in this league. He still has to learn how to block in the run game effectively, though. That is one thing that I will say that Jordan Cameron definitely needs to make the most improvement in. And he made a good leap this year, but you want to see him continue to make that leap and really become a guy that once you put him in the lineup, teams don't know what you're going to do. You want to make sure that when he's on the field, he can pass, but he can also run block.
Yeah, a lot of people, though, and it's not only people with the Browns, the people who scout the Browns or play against the Browns really believe he's got a great upside, yeah. Which takes us to Alex Smith. Boy, he did what you asked him to do, didn't he? He's a smart player. He is a good blocker. But it really is difficult at times for a tight end to get back there in a fullback spot. Their body just isn't built that way. I mean, he's a big guy. Okay, I mean, to get low and to really get into a great crunching blocking position is difficult sometimes. But Alex Smith went out there and he did it.
Yeah, he's the best blocker of the tight end group, no doubt. Should not be a fullback, but that was out of necessity. And then we'll see where the position goes from here. There's a need, I think, for the Browns to definitely find a more complete tight end to kind of complement everybody else. You know, find maybe another guy who blocks and catches, and we'll see where it goes from there. But you definitely give high praise to Alex Smith for the effort he put forth. But basically, it's a one-dimensional effort. He's a true blocker.
All right, and that's a look at the tight end position. Make sure you continue to check back with us here at ClevelandBrowns.com as we continue to break down the Browns position by position here in the 2012 season.